Hello and welcome to my hermitage. This is Father Clint Honkamp coming to you from my hermitage at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday, the 31st week in Ordinary Time, November 6th, 2025. The Gospel today is from St. Luke, verse 5, chapter 15. When he finds it, he sets it on his shoulder with great joy. Today Jesus reveals the heart of his mission with a simple, tender image, a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep to find the one that wandered away. This parable is not about counting sheep, really, but about the depth of divine love. A love that refuses to lose even one soul. Most of us would consider it imprudent to leave 99 safe sheep to search for one stray, but God's logic is not ours. His love is not calculated, it's personal and pursuing. Jesus describes a shepherd who refuses to rest until the lost is found. This is the heart of God, a love that seeks, follows, and never gives up. Every one of us has been that lost sheep at some point, distracted by our own desires, caught in brambles of sin or shame. Yet God does not stand at a distance waiting for us to crawl back. He comes after us. He searches in the wilderness of our hearts until he finds us. When the shepherd finds the sheep, he doesn't drive it home with a stick. No, he lifts it onto his shoulders. He carries it himself. This is a picture of mercy, not deserved reward, but loving rescue. Christ carried us too. Not on his shoulders, but on his cross. Every burden, every sin, every wound we could not bear alone, he bore for us. And when he comes, the most striking line, he sets it on his shoulder with great joy. He rejoices to find us. The shepherd delights not in perfect sheep, but in forgiven ones. Heaven's joy begins where human failure ends. The call to share the shepherd's heart is the message of the gospel. For if heaven rejoices when one sinner repents, we are called to share that joy. The Christian community should be the echo of heaven's celebration, not condemning the lost, but rejoicing at every turn. We became most like Christ when we stopped counting who is in or who is out, and instead join the search for those who have wandered away. The parable ends not in the desert, but at home. The shepherd's mission is always about homecoming, about restoring communion, about joy made full. Let us take comfort today. When we are lost, God is already looking for us, and when we are found, he lifts us, not to scold, but to celebrate. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are my good shepherd. When I wander, come find me. When I am weak, carry me on your shoulders. Help me rejoice with you for every soul that returns home. Make my heart like yours, tender, tireless, and full of mercy. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I'd invite you to share these words with your friends and relatives, and perhaps even invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage where we reflect over the words of the gospel. May God bless you and lift you up as a shepherd lifts his sheep.